Since this is only the second time a U.S. president has fired the head of the FBI, the initial shockwaves from Mr. Trump's stunning move left a wake of questions and condemnations from across the political spectrum. William Brangham begins with where we are now and how we got here.
He wasn't doing a good job, very simply. He was not doing a good job.
That was it. President Trump's verdict this morning over his firing of FBI Director James Comey. The president's termination letter to Comey yesterday said the move was necessary to restore public trust in the agency. An attachment from the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, faulted Comey's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave more detail today.
Frankly, he'd been considering letting Director Comey go since the day he was elected. I think that Director Comey has shown over the last several months and, frankly, the last year, a lot of missteps and mistakes.
In a tweet this morning, the president said, Comey lost the confidence of almost everyone in Washington, Republican and Democrat alike. When things calm down, they will be thanking me. But little was calm on the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue today. Vice President Mike Pence was on Capitol Hill and offered a longer defense of the president's decision.
President Trump provided the kind of strong and decisive leadership the American people have come to be accustomed from him. And he took the action necessary to remove Director Comey. That's why this was the right decision at the right time.
Meanwhile, senators face nonstop questions about what Comey's firing means for the ongoing probes into Russia's meddling in the election and whether the Trump campaign colluded in that meddling. Democrats said the firing would lead Americans to suspect a cover-up, and they repeated calls for a special counsel. But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that would be counterproductive.
Today, we'll no doubt hear calls for a new investigation, which could only serve to impede the current work being done to not only discover what the Russians may have done, also to let this body and the national security community develop countermeasures.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer questioned the president's timing.
Why did it happen last night? We know Director Comey was leading an investigation in whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians, a serious offense.